Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Derek has 15 in the fourth. Final 10 seconds. Tie ball game in New Orleans. Derek with the drive. Over Holiday. Hits it as time runs out. Derrick Rose wins the ball game.
What's it feel like when obviously you got the basketball in your hands? You're used to these situations in clutch time, but what's the feeling there on that final possession?
Excuse my English, but I'm born to do this. Like, they're serious. This is what I do. That's one of the reasons why they brought me here. And I learned from my mistakes.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That is the voice of Derrick Rose on Fox Sports Detroit. They had a game-winning shot. What's that like?
Yeah, that happened within minutes, I think, after the Bulls did not make their last-second shot lose their game at home.
All right, want to thank everyone for calling and texting and email.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thanks a ton for listening. Thank you, Dustino.
I coach by faith.
He is our man of faith. Thank you, Kevbo.
Excuse my English, but I'm born to do this.
Yeah, he was born to do it. And you know what? Ray is the man that does it all.
Mad respect, Latino. Tu sabes.
We love you, Ray. Thank you. And now is the time in the program where we bring in our friends and colleagues, Dan Bernstein, Connor McKnight.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
My favorite part of that Derek thing is, first of all, it's pardon my French, right?
I know, pardon
but
my
it is
English.
English. It's an excuse my English. You
right.
English is your first language.
If he swore in French, that would be even better because
correct.
You could probably get away with it. But yeah,
he could have said, "Can I say it in French?" No, I probably
no,
can't.
I don't
think I can. But
no.
I know
not with the
I know
setup.
That particular
oh, you
word
know French?
No, I know that word.
We
starts with an M. I probably can't say it.
I can't speak French, but I can laugh in French.
Save it for when Rick is on the board, please, so I don't have to worry about it.
No, I mean, I've had a rough morning already.
You have?
Yeah, my team, my guys, Connor and like, the only guy who still loves me is Rick Camp.
No, he was bad mouthing you earlier.
Oh well,
why?
Look,
he's been in and out, yeah.
You know,
sometimes
the days I don't go to the gym, like you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I don't mind a big breakfast because it's my one meal until dinner, and I'll take leftovers from the previous night or whatever it is, something my kid didn't eat or whatever, and I'll bring it in and I'll have it before the show. Usually it's a nice piece of chicken or something, you know, because I like a little protein, and I had this big slab of prime rib and some broccoli, and I'm eating it, and they're making a whole thing out of it. You know, Connor's taking video of the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And Jay is putting it on Twitter. And now I'm getting destroyed on Twitter for it. And Rick Camp is like, you know, I think I kind of respect this. And
it's just kind of bracing to see it. I mean, he leaves the room with no conversation at all. Just walks out. You know, we were all meeting. We were kind of done with the meeting. He walks out and just arrives back in the room with a paper plate full of prime rib and broccoli, and I just didn't see that happening at 8:15 in the morning.
So what? Because you just wanted some for yourself, probably didn't have any.
Why not? You know, get an egg on top of that,
and then everything, you know,
it would be perfect. You'd have a nice,
you know,
egg.
That would have been nice to do. I don't, no place to really fry it up. They're not going to let me go in the kitchen and fry an egg.
Oh, come on,
he's doing the microwave.
They love you in that kitchen.
And then here's Shane Reardon, right? I said, here's my white knight who's coming. I said, Shane, help me out here. You of all people,
he can respect.
This.
He can eat six pizza puffs.
Yeah, but Shane's meat. I mean, this is a guy who makes food and brings it in and eats it in the morning. And he's like, did you microwave that? And I said, well, just to take the chill off. I didn't cook it. I just wanted it. You ruined it. You don't microwave it ever. And then he storms out. So, you know.
Last person I saw remember eating like that kind of food in the morning was Trey Burton. Remember when he was on our show?
Yeah, that was
and
what
his
was
he
having?
He had, like, a chicken breast, giant chicken breast.
Because eggs, and eggs got him
eggs
inflamed.
Eggs inflame him, right?
He had the inflammation.
Yeah, because I suggested, well, you know, that'd be better if you threw an egg over it.
So you are headed for a sports hernia soon.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're going to disappear for undisclosed reasons.
Right. My body's going to lock up on me when there's a perceived threat.
Or you're going to be asking for a trade from the Browns, one of the two.
If in the middle of the show my body locks up on me, that's why. But, you know, guys you trust. These are your guys. And, man, they just turn on you in an instant.
I don't think you know these people very well. Right? They're the kind of guys that shake your hand and feel your pulse.
True. Mm-hmm. We're here for
the clicks. They're hoping
that's
there's something. If Dan could go down.
Did you guys see this quote yesterday
in USA Today coming out of Bob Nightingale, who's covering everything that's going on in San Diego? Sure. This is a quote from Rick Hahn. Tell me if you find this interesting. Okay. He talks about Jerry Reinsdorf. It says, when we set out to do this 3 years ago, he was outstanding, unwavering in maintaining our long-term vision. But at the same time, there's more than one conversation every week when he reminds us how old he is and wondering how much longer he has to wait to get to the promised land.
Yeah, Jerry said that. Jerry came out and said the same thing. But wait a second.
More than once per week?
How often
do you need to remind them how old you are? That's once a week.
How old is Jerry?
He's 83. He's going to be 84.
He'll be 84 when?
I wrote it down. As of today, as of yesterday, he was 83 years, 9 months, and 14. So 83 years, 9 months, and 15 days old. That's how old he is as of right now. That's your update.
Nine and a half months.
In case Rick and Kenny need another update. But more than once per week, there's a conversation about it? Come on. That can't be true.
That's exaggeration.
He's trying to make a point, Tuesday and Thursday.
He's inventing new ways to tell him.
Hey, it's Jerry. I'm not getting any younger here. Food's here, by the way. But just so you know, I'm 83. You know, this is reminder number two. We have a meeting tomorrow at 11:45. I'll get together so I remind you how old I am. More than once per week.
If you're an octogenarian, can you not say whatever the hell you want?
No, you get to. Yeah.
Yeah, you get to. Mm-hmm. And you get to complain about stuff.
You get away with it.
Thanksgiving. Now Jerry's gonna complain about a few things before we cut the turkey.
We have the list of grievances.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, you're allowed it, aren't you? You hit a certain age.
I guess, but my back hurts.
My leg hurts.
I got a kick out of that though.
I like it multiple times every day. I wish they do something. I don't know what. But anything.
They're trying. I think they're in on guys. Yeah.
Okay, let's get it done then. Let's get it done.
You want Castellanos? You want Ozuna?
I just want yes.
You want them both?
Yes. Let's get it
Either
done.
Either one would be fine.
Either one would be okay. Yeah.
They thought they had Ozuna. There was a report Sunday morning, right?
Yeah. They didn't think they had.
Right.
But then
Jerry thought
he was having a senior moment when he heard that. Yeah. Did you see that?
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was a funny one.
He didn't remember talking about Ozuna.
Oh.
And Rick Hahn told him, don't worry.
Jerry's a funny guy. He should talk more.
He is funny.
Or at all.
Yeah, he should come on.
I always like being around, if you're in the Bards room before a game, the one thing you can set your watch by is that if you're ever getting food there when Jerry's getting food, he will say, he'll turn to whoever's listening and just say something like, yeah, this isn't very good, or this used to be better, or it's always something about the food quality. But one lasting legacy of his White Sox ownership for sure has been caring about how the food is at the ballpark.
It's true.
The moment he and Eddie Einhorn took over, that old dump of a ballpark became destination for food.
Yeah, they put the Sox on television too.
That didn't hurt.
Pay for television.
Well, I mean, so a couple bucks a month.
Yeah. Well, that's nothing to you, but if you grew up on the South Side, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it improved the picture quality.
I love Antique Taco. Antique Taco's very good.
But when they did that,
good at the ballpark.
Yeah, when they put them
that
on
was new last year
on cable. When they put them on that, you're able to see the games
ago?
Better.
2 years, maybe.
2 years.
The WGN always had the double image, and the UHF broadcasts were always hazy and crackly.
For the days when the best thing about White Sox games not
that was
the food.
Difficult. When you know, all of a sudden your team became pay per view. That was a difficult time.
Yeah.
Especially when my father was never going to pay for any kind of pay-per-view.
Well, he should have sold one of the children to pay for it.
That's the model now, right? Every team's going to go
pay-per-view. If he could have gotten a dime for us, he might have.
At any value whatsoever.
Seven White Sox games for this one. All right, that's fine. Do I get to pick them? No, you don't. That's where every team's going, though, right? I mean, every team's eventually headed toward a de facto pay-per-view model. I mean, that's where we're headed.
Right.
It's where the revenue
is. This was years and years ago. We hadn't seen that before.
Right.
So now we're getting used to it. now in our old age.
Sort of.
Yeah, have we seen what Marquee is, what the actual cost is going to be yet?
Not yet. No.
I don't think so.
They're worried about
Listen up closely, Snowflake.
Balancing that budget.
It's getting close.
What is that drop from? That's
one of those propaganda videos. I don't know.
It's from their partner in Marquee, right?
Right. Sinclair.
Sinclair.
Yeah, we're going to have the Sebastian Gorka Sports Minute.
That's what he's saying. That's very funny. What have you today?
All kinds of stuff today. We're going to start out talking about that Bulls game last night. We have some things to get into about the fact that nobody was there.
Coach by faith.
I coach by faith. Oh, great. You can go to the new Bears chapel. Nobody was there. That's a Bulls home game against a defending champ. Nobody was there.
Well, no Kawhi.
Still, they're good.
He wasn't there either.
But they're good. Kevin Fishbane is going to join us at 10. We'll do the midday midway at 10:40. Sage Rosenfels may have some nice things to say about Mitchell Trubisky
and Matt Nagy.
And a cogent Bears offense. That's at 11. And Paul Charchian will make sure that you're optimized for the fantasy playoffs, right in the middle of the fantasy playoffs right now. So he'll have that at 11:20.
Have a good show, guys.
Thanks.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.